How are you doing, Peter?
Yeah, man, I'm very good. Thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure to have you. I mean, I have been to the black markets before. I absolutely love them. There's so much cool crafts and, you know, jewelry and artwork and stuff on display. Why don't you tell me a little bit about them, though?
Yeah, absolutely. The black markets, I have to correct you, it's on four times a year at Bear Island.
Ah, four times.
Not just once. No,
good to know.
Four times. And for those who might want to come out on Sunday, don't worry about the rain because the market's actually indoors, so there's a lot of cover. But yeah, look, it's a social enterprise that we set up and has been running for 5 years now. And that was aimed at, you know, employing our young people, but also supporting all our small Aboriginal businesses throughout Sydney and New South Wales. And, you know, we've, under the black markets, we work with about up to 40 or 50 small businesses now. So it's
wow.
grown from, you know, 5 years ago, our first market, we had 11 small
yep.
businesses at the first market. And, you know, now it's grown to a base of about 40 or 50. And this market on Sunday, you know, there's more than 20 of those small businesses coming to showcase their wares.
That's really fantastic, Peter. So tell me, how do you find a lot of these artists and creatives who come and exhibit and sell at the black markets?
Well, basically, they find us now, you know, but it was quite a bit of work to in the initial early days. It was quite a bit of work tracking them down. But, you know, now the brand is so strong and the event is so strong that it's out everywhere. And people who are, you know, creating arts and crafts and all different types of products.
Yeah.
Are now coming to us and saying, can I have a stall there?
And it's really cool because I know that when I went, I actually got to try a lot of the local indigenous food as well. Like it was the first time that I had crocodile at the black markets and it was delicious. Are there going to be a lot of like food stalls and stuff there as well?
Because it's such a small market,
yep.
We only have one food stall this week. But, you know, they'll be on offer crocodile, kangaroo, you know, emu, and a few other different meats as well.
Yeah.
And so they can get if you're out there and you want to try bush foods, then certainly come to the markets and you'll get it.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of variety as well, you know. So tell me, Peter, have you had a chance to have a look at some of the artists and creatives who are exhibiting this week?
Well, there's quite a few of them that are our regulars. You know, there's just your more traditional arts and crafts that, you know, artifacts and wood carving, right? But, you know, they're so innovative these days that, you know, you could expect, you know, there's candles, there's jewellery, there's fabrics, there's plants, bush food plants and, you know, there's a whole range of things. It's it surprises me every market that we run out there that there's new stuff all the time. So, I mean, even now I get to see new stuff and think, wow, how innovative are our mobs.
Mm.
You know, they're just constantly thinking, you know, how they can become, you know, or you know, start a small business and, you know, just create some amazing stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always about that kind of process of evolving, right? And kind of, you know, evolving in your craft, but also really harking back to traditional processes and customs and values, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're lucky enough that, you know, we've got some really famous shell artists at La Perouse.
Fantastic.
Who do shell work.
Yep.
And that's, you know, 100-year-old. They've been doing that for over 100 years now since when the missionaries were looking after the reserves and out La Perouse. They got the women involved in creating shellwork as a means of you know, earning a bit of extra income, and you know they still make shellwork. And we're lucky enough to have Aunty Esme Timbury come along on Sunday, and she's probably one of the oldest people in our community, but she's still doing shellwork, and that's in galleries all around the world.
Wow.
So she'll be there displaying some of her famous Harbour Bridge shell work, but they'll also be running a workshop that people can get involved in as well.
Ah, is that right? Okay. A workshop on shell work?
Yep. I think they'll be decorating boomerangs.
Ah, yep.
Yeah, with the shell work.
Sounds really fun. You know,
to be able to sit beside someone so special from our community and do something that's, you know, been going for 100 years in her family. And, you know, she's in terms of shell work, she's very high profile, as high as they come.
Yeah.
So, you know, to have the opportunity to sit beside an elder and create some shell work with her.
Definitely.
Is very special.
Yeah, and learn as well, learn about the process. And it's a way for this craft to be handed down, you know?
Yeah, it's not just about the craft either. I mean, she'll tell some, you know, stories of her growing up in the community and that as well. So there's storytelling and sharing of knowledge and information as well.
And I think, you know, coming to Bear Island as well is such a great experience. It's like this, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a fort or I guess like what would you call it, that structure on Bear Island?
look, it's an old military fort, but yeah. I mean, when I was a child growing up in La Perouse, that was our backyard, and I mean, that was open every day of the week, and it was just something we did was, you know, regularly go on to Bear Island and you know, I never saw it as anything special until it actually closed and we opened it again at the black markets. And we thought, wow, this is so special to have people come on here. But back in our childhood days, you know, we just roamed through there every day. Took it for granted how special a place it was. But, yeah, it's an old military fort. And for those who are Mission Impossible fans, it's where they made Mission Impossible 2.
Ah, right. So lots of sightseeing there as well. Well, look, Peter, just really quickly, what would you say is a must-see this Sunday at the black markets?
Definitely come along and see the shell workers, but, I mean, everything's a must. The black markets is a must-see.
Agreed.
You know, it does cost $2.50 in, but it's probably the best $2.50 you'll ever spend. There's cultural performances, dancing, singing, you know, cultural workshops. There's a lot of different products and stuff on offer at the markets and try some food. And, you know, it's a great place to bring the family and have a day out or bring your friends. You know, you're visiting a special event, sitting in the middle of Botany Bay, and, you know, you walk to the top of the island and you can see 360 degrees of the bay, and it's really special, and it just has such a community feel, and there'll be a lot of local people there as well, and quite a few Aboriginal people there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an opportunity to share cultures as well.
Definitely. Well, look, it's going to be a great experience. What time shall people get there?
Get there early, because it gets very difficult to park as it gets towards midday, but it opens at 9:30 and finishes at 3.
Okay, so there's plenty of time to explore, get down there, meet some people, and, you know, participate in the workshops and everything.
Yeah, and there'll be a welcome to country and a smoking ceremony at 10:30, followed by, you know, a cultural dance performance as well. So
awesome.
People have the opportunity to participate in those as well.
Well, hey, Peter, thank you so much for coming in, telling us a little bit about the black markets. I think it's a definitely must see this Sunday. Starts at 9:30 on Bear Island. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you very much.